We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
West Virginia coach Bob Huggins provides an update on his team. That's coming up right after this.
West Virginia is a special place, but it's the people that make it special.
Honestly, it is the crowd. It's the people.
This is one of the great environments. There are no pro teams in the state of West Virginia. They love West Virginia sports right here.
This is the most underrated fan base in the country.
Grass Resource, state of West Virginia, is not coal. Grass Resource is its people.
Join the climb today at WVUtimeToClimb.com.
Okay, Coach, we got a question from Bob Hertzel. Could this break in the schedule actually help you, even though it gives you a killer schedule down the stretch?
I don't know. I don't have any idea until we go through it. I guess probably I could call some other people who have been through it, but I don't know how much that really helps our cause. I don't know. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I don't have any idea.
Greg Hunter.
So, Bob, I guess the easy question to begin with, do you expect everyone available this weekend?
I don't know that either.
When do you find out? Obviously, more testing today, or is it tomorrow? When does that happen?
Greg, I can't get into the testing thing.
Okay.
Hopefully we find out. Well, when the testing's over with, I guess. This is about the only thing I can say.
John Antonik.
Hey, with the guys that you got, what are you able to do? Are you dummying stuff? Are you trying to keep them in shape? I'm sure conditioning has got to be a big concern of yours right now.
You know, John, I don't know how to answer that either. I think the guys that we had available, I think their conditioning will be fine. I have no idea about those other guys. In 43 years of being in this business, this is uncharted waters. I don't know. And I don't know what I can say and I can't say because of HIPAA. this is just I mean, I can, you know, sometimes we kind of like skirt the truth a little bit. I mean, I'm telling you 100% straight up. I don't know. I don't have a clue.
In this deal, it'd almost be better to have everybody and have the virus and be through it, and instead of one guy, I mean, because you did, it's almost like whack-a-mole, right?
That's not necessarily true either.
Okay.
I think I can say this. I mean, there's different kind of protocols, and I think we have. We've gone through a bunch of protocol that certainly I don't agree with. But you know, I mean, hey, it is what it is. You know, we gotta somehow fight our way through this. The hard thing is for me is that our guys have been so good. You know, we haven't had any of this. And when everybody else was going through it, we weren't. And now all of a sudden it just jumped up and kind of bit us. But you know, it doesn't take, it's like, I think people think, well, you know, like everybody didn't get it. You know, it's the other things that come along with it.
Yeah.
Justin.
So, Coach, over the last, I don't know, what's it been, 10 days, 11 days, how many guys have you been able to continue to work with?
Not very many. Not very many. I mean, obviously, if you have six, I think, and it was all voted on by the coaches, if you have six, you ought to try to play. So, obviously, we didn't have six.
Right.
Michael Sussman.
Coach, often in college basketball, you see that having a star player in the backcourt with a dominant big down low is the formula for success. Derek and Deuce have definitely shown the ability to dominate at different points this season. How do you think that they can improve as far as feeding off of each other and leading the charge the rest of the way?
I think they've both done about all they can do. And you're talking about two guys who have been really our only two consistent guys. Emmett's been good, but we just haven't had a lot of consistency, but it hasn't been those guys. I mean, Deuce got in foul trouble, you know, at Kansas. The one was right in front of me. I mean, at my feet, and, you know, officials are like everybody else. They make mistakes too.
Coach, a follow-up question from Bob. Fresh legs could come from this and help through that run and into March. And I suspect your players should be more familiar with what you're trying to do now.
Well, I don't know if they're more familiar with what we're trying to do now. Fresh legs. I don't know. I mean, I would think with a lot of them all the time they'd have off, I wouldn't think they'd have fresh legs. I think it's going to take a while.
Chris Anderson.
Coach, with the rescheduling of the games later in the year, first off, do you or the school have any say in that, or is that entirely on the Big 12? And how would you prefer those final two games to be rescheduled if possible?
Well, I would refer that respectfully to Steve Urias. I mean, Steve has obviously run some things by me and been good about that. But Steve's the guy who deals with the conference, not me.
Greg Hunter.
So, Bob, what do you see out of Kansas State?
I think they've got the best young group in our league. Their freshmen are talented. They you know, they met a couple veteran guys, and I think they get better and better with each game they play, you know, as their youth continues to get experience. But they did a great job recruiting. I mean, I watch them play, and I'm looking at some of those guys they were able to recruit, you know, in a day where nobody pays attention to anybody who isn't allegedly a top 100 recruit. These guys are good. They're talented, you know, and if they can all stay together, he's going to have a heck of a team here in a few years.
Mike Casaza.
Bob, how are you?
Good, Mike.
Good. I'm just curious. It sounds like obviously very limited, but I'm assuming you haven't kicked your heels up for the past 10 days. What have you been able to do with who is available and the guys who are off to the side? Are they able to do anything with film or anything mental? How have you held it together here?
Well, they got the guys that are available, obviously got a lot of shots in. They got a lot of shots in and some conditioning. But I mean, the guys that are available are the guys that watch a lot of film anyway. They would have watched film regardless of, you know, their status.
Ryan Pritt.
Hey, Bob, you had a couple guys that were beat up, obviously, especially Derek. I know you'd mentioned that a couple times. I know you're concerned about conditioning and all that, but, you know, how was this good for those guys to kind of heal up, and how much do you think that time allowed a guy like Derek to heal up?
I don't know. I mean, and I've talked to Derek a couple times a day, but, you know, Derek's not going to cry and, you know, spill out to me about how bad he hurts. He didn't do that when he was hurt, and he was hurt. I mean, the kid couldn't bend over, you know, and I mean, it's a shame that he has to go through the physicality that he has to go through game in and game out. But I mean, he spent the week before our last game really in a doctor's office. I mean, we were trying to get him to where he could bend over. And he came back and I thought gave us a great effort for a guy who was as beat up as what he was. And you know, and hopefully he's healed up now. I mean, Derek doesn't complain, you know, so, you know, talking to Derek, how you feel? I feel fine. You know, it's hard to get any information from him. And I honestly, at this point in time, why would I want to pry? You know, I mean, I think they all feel bad enough that they're not playing right now. So I wouldn't really want to pile on anything else.
Cody Nesper.
Hey, Coach. Just with coaching against a young team like Kansas State, are there certain things that you're able to do or scheme that takes advantage of their inexperience?
I hope so. Probably wouldn't be very prudent of me to tell you so you could write it up and they could read what we're going to do. But yeah, I think there is.
Back to Justin.
Coach, if I could kind of throw a hypothetical out, and I guess seeming how COVID's been, you know, the way it's been, if you or one of the other coaches were to come down with it, is there a plan on how you guys would continue to move forward or coach the games without a coach or, you know, without a head coach or?
Well, I mean, I think if you look around the league, there's been various attempts. I think, and don't quote me on this because I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure, I think TCU didn't play because Jamie couldn't coach.
Right.
And so I guess, you know, I guess that's an option. You know, I think, Justin, there's so many things that you have to take into account. You know, you have to take into account the guys that are sick, the contact tracing that as a result of that, the schedule, you know. I mean, we're going to play 3 games in 5 days, guys.
Right.
It'd be hard to cram another one or two in there, you know. So, I mean, I think the scheduling has a lot to do with it. It's kind of like every time you think you got it figured out, you don't, you know. So that's a hard question to answer because I don't really know the answer to it.
Right.
I can say this. I think if whatever happened that I couldn't coach, I have extremely qualified guys. I mean, Larry Harrison was coach of the year, I believe, twice in the league that he coached in when he was a head coach. And Ronnie's been a head coach at 3 different schools. And Eric played for me and was with me at Kansas State when we started that program and kind of got it going. And he was here when we, you know, started our version of this one. So, I mean, I feel really comfortable that I've got not just qualified guys, but in some instances, probably overqualified guys to be able to step in and do what I do.
Yeah. If I could ask this real quick too, the contact tracing can be more, I don't want to say more dangerous, but could be just as concerning, I guess, isn't it? Because I mean, especially, and you've talked about how this team hangs out together. I mean, everyone hangs out together. And so if it's just like maybe one guy tests positive, the contact tracing could actually be the more concerning factor, couldn't it?
Without a question.
Yeah.
Back to John.
Curious, you said, talked about maybe calling some coaches. When I think of your situation, I think of Villanova. They just had a long pause and then they came back and had a really tough game against Seton Hall, I guess, to come back. Consider maybe talking to Jay about what he was able to do during that time. And I guess, too, what are your concerns as you get ready to get all your guys back, whatever it is?
Well, I could talk to Jay, but it's all different.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how many positives he had. I don't know what their protocol was to come back. You know, there's not everybody is looking for here's what it is. There is no here's what it is. It's without a question uncharted waters. And if you, it's like anything else, you know, if you Google whatever the mumps, you know, you're going to get how many different doctors saying how many different things that what you should do during your recovery or, I mean, really anything. I mean, any really disease. What do you do? How do you attack it? What do you take? This isn't something that's been going on. The mumps been going on since I can remember, and I'm older than most of you, you know, so we ought to have a little better handle on that, this deal. And then to make it even worse, then you throw in another strand, right? One of my coaching buddies had the COVID. They said he can't get it again. He got the other strand. He said it was twice as bad as the first one. I don't know. I mean, we just, like I said, I mean, we're just trying to navigate our way through as best we possibly can.
Positive is you've got your 13 games in, so you got your minimum in to get into the tournament. I mean, that's, you're working off that right now anyway, right?
Yeah. And Shane's been great from the standpoint of working with us, working with Josh, really, to be able to get those non-conference games in. Mm-hmm. And because I think he understood how important they were before people on the outside understood how important they were going to be. So, I think from that standpoint, we're in good shape. I mean, from the standpoint of playing 3 games in 5 days.
Yeah.
I mean, The Celtics don't do that, you know, and they're paying them a lot of money to do it. And so, I mean, it's hard, man. I mean, it's a lot harder than what everybody thinks it is.
Well, if there's no further questions, this will be the last one. If you have one, please use the raise hand. Michael Sussman.
Coach, you mentioned the 3 games in 5 days there, playing Baylor multiple times in a short stretch and Texas. As you guys embark on that journey the rest of this season, do you think that your guys are going to embrace that challenge?
They always have. They always have. You know, when I was a kid, they used to ask me, you know, you're not afraid of very much, are you? I said, I'm afraid of ghosts. They said, why are you afraid of ghosts? I said, I can't see them. I can't hit anything I can't see. That's how I feel right now. I don't know anything about this. I can't see this. There's nobody knows what the cure is. Nobody knows, you know, it's just, you just got to let it play out. And that scares me. I mean, it scares me that we don't have really a schedule. Okay, we know we got that 3 games in 5 days. What do we got after that? I don't know. You know, I don't think they know. And I'm sure it's because they don't know who's going to be laid up next. Which team not going to be able to play? You know, those are the things that scare me. I mean, it's not. I'm not afraid to play Baylor 2 times in 5 days, obviously. I'm not afraid to play Texas at Texas. But I'm afraid of the unknown. Because I don't know how to prepare for the unknown. I don't know how to fight the unknown.
Back to Greg.
So, Bob, with that and trying to cram a bunch of games in maybe right at the end of the season, just from a coaching perspective, would you rather games not be played in this regular season and come up and only play 14, 15 games, or try to cram everything in, even if it means having to play every other day for a few weeks?
Well, I think if everybody has to do the same thing, I'm all for it. I mean, all these guys want to be pros. They might as well, you know, get a dose of what being a pro is. But the problem is it's not equal, you know. And when you sit down and you look at your conference schedule, I mean, obviously you'd like to change it, maybe a couple of things around, whatever, but everybody kind of goes through the same thing. Everybody plays 9 at home, 9 on the road. And that's not, I don't know that that's the case now. You know, there's going to be people who have played more home games than away games. There's going to be people who haven't played as many games as other people have played. And I haven't seen or heard yet of anybody playing 3 games in 5 days. So, you know, again, I can deal with whatever it is that's tangible. Man, the unknown scares me to death, always has. When I was a little kid, man, I was scared of ghosts. Couldn't hit them.
Carly Nevis.
Coach, yesterday I watched Kansas State women. They only traveled with 9 players, so they killed 20 seconds of the shot clock before they took 10 seconds to run the play. If you have less players, maybe not specifically that, but do you have any tricks up your sleeve to kind of conserve and save minutes if you are traveling with limited players?
I'm afraid we'd throw it away before the shot clock went.
Back to John.
Last thing for me along those lines, though, do you have to almost go into it with multiple plans? Okay, this is what we're going to do if I've got this many guys. This is what we're going to do if I've got more guys.
John, how do you do that?
I don't know.
I mean, so basically what you're doing is you're moving people around.
Yeah.
It's hard enough for guys to understand what they're doing. You know, I don't think a lot of people realize you got to get ready for a full court press. You got to get ready for a 3/4 court press. You got to get ready for a 1/2 court trap. You got to get ready to guard a man-to-man offense. You got to, have a man-to-man offense against their man-to-man offense. Same thing with the zone, offensively and defensively. Now, that's seven things that I just told you of it. Now, that doesn't count out-of-bounds plays. That doesn't count last-second plays. That doesn't count all the other things. That doesn't count breaking down how to guard the pick and roll, which obviously we haven't broken down enough. That's 10 things I just told you. Now, how do you do that?
Yeah.
How do you do that with two different squads? It's more complicated than y'all think it is.
The Mountaineers are scheduled to play out at Kansas State this Saturday. That game will tip off at 4 p.m. Thanks for listening.